When Hurricane Katrina hit in 2005, at least 100,000 people stayed in New Orleans. Some didn't have transportation. Others were just used to staying for hurricanes.
You know, I used to be on a beat team. I'll be here when you leave. I'll be here when you come back.
Brenda Lomax Brown was one of those people.
I'm old school. I never evacuated for a storm. Regardless how bad it is coming, it's coming right at you. I wouldn't leave it. It always turned at the last minute, you know. People stuck on a highway trying to get back home. I'm at home.
But Katrina was different. Brenda and her husband stayed and ended up at the convention center with nothing but the clothes on their backs. She says they tried to walk home through knee-deep water, stepping over bodies along the way.
From that experience, I know now when they say, leave. I moved off the B team, you know, so it's still, I guess I'm on the A team. I can't say AS is out.
Brenda didn't just make a plan for her own family. She signed up with a group called Evacuteer, which recruits helpers to get people out of town safely.
Number four, families with persons traveling together need to enter the same line.
New Orleans City Assisted Evacuation System is the largest of its kind in the country. It was created after Katrina, but hasn't gotten much use since then. So the city planned a full-scale simulation to test the plan. Here's how it works. The mayor typically issues a mandatory evacuation for a Category 3 storm or higher. Next, people head out to one of the 17 evacu spots around town. There are those giant metal stick figures that look like they're hailing a cab. From there, buses take people to the Union Passenger Terminal, where they're processed and bused to shelters or the airport.
Are we allowed to go on the plane?
On the plane?
With
yeah,
our
whole family stuck at the airport.
Well, that's a good question. Are they allowed to take animals on the planes? Do we know? Okay, so your choices are to go with your pets?
At the drill, volunteers were assigned roles to play, each with specific health issues or concerns.
Okay.
There were a lot of moving parts.
What kind of special needs does she have?
She has autism, and okay. She doesn't make eye contact.
Okay. What we're trying to figure out right now is the threshold for flying, because back there at medical triage, they're not supposed to be sending us certain special needs people, but that might be okay, so we're checking on that right now. Okay.
The city used the evacuation plan for the first and only time in 2008 during Hurricane Gustav. Director of New Orleans Homeland Security, Aaron Miller, says that storm taught them two major lessons.
One was scale.
In 2008, the system was ready for about 20,000 people. Now it's set up for almost 40.
The second thing was making sure that we paid particular attention to our residents who have special medical needs.
To do this, researchers at the University of New Orleans Center for Hazards Assessment Response and Technology, or CHART, say the plan must move away from a one-size-fits-all approach. CHART surveyed those who used the system during Gustav. They found many were frustrated with the re-entry process. Some felt they were brought back to the city too early, others too late. Researchers at CHART say in a perfect world, the system would be so specialized it could signal when it's safe to come back neighborhood by neighborhood. Miller says the city has not changed the re-entry plan since Gustav. Evacuteer director Kaylee Rapproy does her best to make sure those who need the system know about it. Her group visits clinics, neighborhood groups, and shelters year-round. But she says that might not be enough.
We do count on word of mouth and the ripple effect because there isn't a lot of money for advertising. There's rarely any money for advertising on it.
Rapproy also worries about the locations of those evacu spots.
We know we need more. Like the east is severely lacking. I mean, you've got people that might be walking upwards of 2 miles to get to some of these.
Brenda Lomax Brown is doing her part to get the word out. She's president of the Holly Grove Dixon Neighborhood Association and makes sure her neighbors register for the system, even the skeptics.
You don't have to worry about where you're going to stay or the money for the road trip or for the gas. You don't have those worries. Somebody else is going to worry about that for you. And so it's my job to try to inform as many people as I can.
For WWNO, I'm Nina Feldman.